Ron Huber, I'm from the University of Michigan. And I only got 10 minutes and I'll use up less time here, so I may simply ask a lot of yes or no sort of questions here, Mr. Fitzgerald. From your, you wrote a report that's considered to be for the analysis of impacts from fish habitat, fish management, expected as the result of this development. Now, you just said that you yourself, have you carried out any of the fishery surveys that led you to the conclusions that you made?
In my career with the Fish and Wildlife Department, I worked on many of these lakes. And those I didn't work on as a part of my job, I visited either recreationally or for other reasons.
Okay. For purposes of the report, though, yes or no, did you do field surveys specifically for the...
I did not.
No. Said you received surveys of some sort from inland fish and wildlife in those areas?
Yes.
And that's what you based the determination of no impact on the, for each of these, no adverse impact on the fish habitat, or fisheries management.
It was based on information, printed material that I had, as well as interviews that I conducted with staff at Inland Fisheries and Wildlife.
Can you point to specific survey documents from inland fish and wildlife that specifically said for each lake, for Pestilla, Vernon, Indian Pond, Moosehead Lake, Upper Wilson, Long Pond, something that specifically states that there is no habitat within those areas that are potentially subject to development, and that there would be no adverse impact?
There are no documents that say that. It was information that I received in verbal and oral communication.
So it was verbal and oral communications, though.
Yes, with staff biologists who work in that area and work on these lakes.
Okay, now, you continue, you say that there's no significant, or no adverse impacts. Are there impacts that you would consider not to be significant, not to be adverse, but impacts, we heard earlier about aquatic nuisance species, it's acid rain, pesticides, herbicides, are these things that are not likely to exert an adverse impact on any of these ponds or lakes?
You cover quite a broad spectrum. There's nothing that anybody locally is going to do on acid rain, for instance.
Right.
But
let me just ask again, I'm sorry, I don't know this time here. As far as exotic species likely to be brought in, as Fish and Wildlife folks said, that would not be an adverse impact if that exotic came in and began to develop the system.
Certainly would, but whether or not it's likely, I might take issue with that.
Okay. And as far as the any kind of treatment for pilings or things that might interfere with, say, the microbial community near the shorelines, or pesticide runoffs or other things that would likely impact those shallow waters, you say those would not be adverse
impacts? If those were to happen, they would have a negative impact. However, the processes that will review the specific development at that time will, I'm given to understand, will preclude those kinds of impacts.
So you're saying that they might or might not. Is that right? Okay, so you're saying that although there could be developmental impacts, pesticides, herbicides, treated pilings, things like that, well, they're likely not to have an impact, even if they are added to the mix on these ponds. But I'm only asking because generally these ponds are almost sterile. There's a very unstable ecosystem. But you're saying that basically the minor impacts, which fuel them, could add up to other impacts. None of those are really going to amount to enough to matter. Is that true?
I would say not. You cannot, the ponds that we're talking about here, Long Pond, Grassula, Big Indian, for instance, these are not sterile environments. They're more mesotrophic and eutrophic waters. And they have already had a lot of impacts from development, from existing sources. There's been a long time, there's a highway right along the South Shore, for instance. Moosehead is quite a lot of road.
Right, so are you saying that the addition won't make a, the addition of impacts won't make a difference?
I still contend that the addition, the water quality changes that you refer to, if they were to happen, could have an impact. However, the water quality expert that will testify in the next hearing in a few minutes assures me that these things are very unlikely to happen.
Now, there are discussions of adverse impact, undue adverse impacts. Can you, do you find a difference between those, or are they simply semantics with no distinctions, whether you are not using those terms? Is an undue impact one that simply is serious enough and can't be undone?
I guess I'm not sure what you want me to do here.
Okay, well, you're citing over and over again that there will be, not that there may be none, it's just that there will be no adverse impact, you said, about the, each one of these lakes here.
That's correct. In the development zones where shoreline development or development near the shoreline is proposed, there is no near shore fisheries habitat that will be, that is important to the whole ecosystem, that will be negatively affected.
But you said that you haven't, you didn't check, there's been no, as far as I can tell, no gill netting, no seasonal analysis of those shoreline areas. With, how do you just have a presumption there will be no, there's no habitat there? It's based
I'm based on the conversations I've had, discussions I had with the fisheries research, regional biologists who are very familiar with these lakes and have spent time on these lakes and have done surveys on some of these lakes, if not all.
And they specifically have said about these,
we talked about where the development would be, and they said that in these particular areas. And they suggested...
Did you think a deposition or something
No, we sat down, around the desk and had an informal conversation. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not into depositions. They indicated areas on these lakes that were significant for fisheries habitat. These areas are outside of where the development proposals are listed.
And you don't think that the hydrology is such that that impacts to one part of the pond or lake in cases is not going to have an effect on other parts of it?
It all depends on the impacts.
Right. So there could be impacts that would extend from another.
If developments are not done correctly, there could be.
Now the ecology of lakes is not uniform, of course, so. The edge areas, though, are the most easily impacted, would you say?
Usually.
However, you would say that the undue adverse impacts, or the adverse impacts that are not going to take place, they're not going to take place in that part of the lake, but if the development had been sited on a different part of each of these ponds, there would have been an adverse impact, or there could have been.
It all depends on the lake. So some of these lakes have significant shoreline spawning areas for lake trout or for brook trout, or they have tributary streams, and if development were incorrectly located in those areas, there could have been an impact. But in these particular areas, my conclusion stands.
And so, the last thing is, your conclusion is based on conversations you've had with people that are in the fish and wildlife, that their conversations are not on the record here in any way.
That's correct. Thank you.